भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः
भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः
स्त्रियङ्गैः स्तुष्ट्वां स्वस्थनोभिः
यशेमदेवहितं यदायुः
स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्रश्रवाः स्वस्ति न पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्ददातु स्वस्ति स्वस्ति मीन्स् एस् ए मेन्शन्ड् स्व अस्ति बिकमिङ्ग् युवर् सेल्फ् दिस् स्वस्ति मन्त्र इस् अ पार्ट् आफ् अथर्ववेद आल् त्री उपनिषत्स् मुण्डक माण्डूक एण्ड् प्रश्नोपनिषत् हेव् द सेम् पीस् मन्त्र इट् इस् टाकिङ्ग् अबौट् भद्र स्टेबिलिटि स्टेबिलिटि इन् अवर् लैफ् इस् अ मस्ट् physical stability, mental stability, spiritual stability, emotional stability, stability in all round should be there. For that, Badram Karne Bhi Shrunayama Devaha. May I get the stability by hearing the positive things. If you constantly hear about negative things and your friend circle also, all worriers, They only talk loose talks, it makes you weak. May I become strong by hearing positive things. Hearing is a mark of the appetite to hear the good things is a mark of a sadhaka. One who doesn't have appetite to hear, he has not embarked on the sadhana. First prerequisite is thirst for knowledge, wanting to learn. Hear, Shrunuyama Devaha, when you hear good things, next one you want to see it. Badram Pashye Makshabir Yajatraha. Like we hear about Himalayas, now not only hearing, I want to see. After hearing, you want to go, you want to see it first hand. For that, may I eyes be good and able to see the auspicious things. My eyes should be dedicated for seeing the auspicious things. And hearing and seeing alone is not enough. Stirayangaihi, may I have strong limbs, no Parkinson's disease and weak limbs, difficult, getting up is a challenge, sitting is a challenge, I can't do any sadhana. Sirai angaihi stushtuvang swastanobihi vyashema devahitam yadayuhu vyashema devahitam. The divine beings are they're so kind to us. They have blessed us with a long life. Our life, it's a long life, it's a divine grace. Divine beings have blessed us to have long life. So, I should make a justice for my long life. Not for living for the sake of living. How can I live such a way that the ones who enabled me to have a long life, they should get pleased with the way in which I utilized my time. My time here, then it goes on to say, Swastina Indro Vrudrashravaha. Indra means omnipotent. Swastina, yesterday last week I talked about, in the Indra, I need to have Indriya senses. Of all the body in the limbs, our hand represents the ultimate, the strength. We say in Indian language, ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ಮೇರಾ ಹಾಥ್ಸೆ ನೈ ಹೋಗ ನನ್ನ ಕೈಯೆಲ್ಲ ಆಗಲ್ಲ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಗೋ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೇ ಸೇ ಮೈ ಕೈ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ಯು ಆರ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಲೆಗ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಯು ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಅ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಂದ್ರ ಇಂದ್ರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಶೋಲ್ಡರ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಟಾಕ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಮೇರೆ ಹಾಥ್ಸೆ ನೈ ಹೋಗ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಟಾಕ್ ಬಟ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಡೂ ವಿತ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಸೊ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೇಷನ್ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿನ ಇಂದ್ರೋ ರುದ್ರಶ್ರವಾಹ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿನ ಪೂಷಾ ಪೂಷಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೇ ಐ ಗೆಟ್ ನರಿಶ್ಡ್ ವೆಲ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೀಕ್ ಐ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಂದ್ರ ಇಂದ್ರ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರದ್ಯುಮ್ನ ರಿಮೂವ್ಸ್ ದ ಆಬ್ಸ್ಟಕಲ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಔಟ್ಸೈಡ್ ಪೂಷಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ನರಿಶಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಪೋಷಣ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿನ ಸ್ತಾರ್ಕ್ಷು ಅರಿಷ್ಟ ನೇಮಿಹಿ ತಾರ್ಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಗರುಡ ಗರುಡ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸಂಕರ್ಷಣ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಗೀವ್ಸ್ ದ ಪೀಸ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಪೀಸ್ ಮೇ ಹೀ ಅಲೋ ಅಸ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ದ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಪೀಸ್ ತಾರ್ಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಅರಿಷ್ಟ ನೇಮಿಹಿ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿನೋ ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿರ್ ದದಾತು ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದ ಪೀಸ್ ಮೇ ಐ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ದ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಫೈಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸರ್ಚ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಟೆಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಮೇ ಐ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಟೆಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಬೃಹತ್ ಪಥ ಮೈ ಪಾತ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ರಾಯಲ್ ಡೆಸ್ಟಿನೇಷನ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ರಾಯಲ್ ದ ಇಂದ್ರ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅನಿರುದ್ಧ ಪೂಷಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಪ್ರದ್ಯುಮ್ನ ತಾರ್ಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸಂಕರ್ಷಣ ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಅನಿರುದ್ಧ ಸಂಕರ್ಷಣ ಪ್ರದ್ಯುಮ್ನ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಇನ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸಹಸ್ರಂ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಫೋರ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗಾಡ್ ಚತುರ್ಮೂರ್ತಿ ಚತುರ್ಬಾಹು ಚತುರ್ವ್ಯೂಹ ಚತುರ್ಗತಿ ಫೋರ್ ಗಾಡ್ ದ ಆಪರೇಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ವೇಕ್ಫುಲ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ಡೀಪ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ತುರಿಯ ಜಾಗ್ರತ್ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ತುರಿಯ ದೀಸ್ ಫೋರ್ ಮೇ ಐ experience the stability in all four realms of my existence. Now we'll start off with the ask me a question. Start off with a question and once we finish we embark on Upanishad we started. Anyone wants to start?
Sir, I have a question, and it was more like, what is Raja Yoga? So, in your book, you had mentioned it's art of managing the mind. So, my question is, how do we consistently do it? How do we consistently manage our mind? Because things go up and down. What does it actually mean?
Yeah, it's a question about Raja Yoga. What is Raja? King, a mind is called as a king. Body is a slave. When the king is enabled, everything else in the life is enabled. So, Raja Yoga means keep the mind alert. Alert, body is a slave. Now, next month, we have 3 weeks of, 4 weeks of Christmas break. We take the time. Every night is a late night party up to 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And you sleep at not a right time, get up in a not a right time, eat whatever you want. So, in generally they say in Christmas time, generally they put on weight also. Less activity and unhealthy habits. So, we take the life casually, our friends are calling, instead of a, who is strong, whether your friend is strong or you can't dictate terms, a weak person is asking you to come and join the party and stay up to midnight. So, that weak person, the one who has not at all done the sadhana, not on the path of inner journey, we succumb to that one. So who is stronger? That person is stronger. That person is stronger. So we should be able to guide the community. If they are saying that dinner will be served at 9 o'clock, you should have a command to say, sorry, I am on the yoga path, I need to have dinner at 6:30. They may say, sorry, you don't need to come. It's okay. If they really want me to come, they should comply with my requirement. Why I am doing, why I have to comply with their requirement to destroy my own health? So, my health is primary. So, I should be able to educate others. I should be able to educate others. This is a healthier path. You get on to this one, this is good for you. When you have confidence in yourself, you are able to talk. When you do not have a confidence, we are not able to talk. We are not able to talk, and we should, as a yoga sadhaka, we should able to guide people also. Guide people during the Christmas time, right food, sattvic food. Not killing animals and everyone is eating. I am also eating turkey, lamb, goat, whatever animal, dead animals. I should say this is not right. I should able to convince. When you convince somebody, Christmas is an opportunity, 3 weeks. See whether you can educate the community. Educate the community on a healthier lifestyle. So, when you have done, so your mind has become a Raja. Others are able to listen. When I am not able to do, I am also a party person. I don't care what time is the dinner. So, my mind has become a slave. Raja Yoga, it talks about Manayeva Manushyanam Karanam Bandham Mokshayoho. Yes, path of Raja Yoga is challenging. I have to, some people may be displeased with our attitude. They may say we are antisocial. We are not antisocial. We are very social. Social, to be social, those who are decrying us of antisocial, if you ruin your health, how long you can play the socialization? Your length of socialization get reduced. You want to socialize for long, so observe the yama and niyama, the topic I am talking about. We have to educate. Sri Krishna talks about parasparam bodhayanta. You have to educate. There is a difference between an ordinary person and a yogi. Yogi is the one takes the doesn't mind talking to others the positivity, parasparam bodhayanta. And Rita, you are going to India also. When Indians, many people, they may think this person has come from foreign land, must be a very casual. They will be surprised to see how disciplined you are in your life. It is an opportunity for you to connect with the local community and talk about the importance of discipline. Last week I talked about leading a careless life is not a joy, having a restriction. Restraint in life is a joy. That is what I called it as yama. That Raja Yoga, whether you want to do a Bhakti Yoga or Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, whatever you want to do, unless you have discipline in your life, you can't sustain. People embark on yoga teaching also, After a few days, they give up. After they find something else in their life, that results in you are not making headway in any direction. If you want to do a real sadhana, if you want to go dive deep within, discipline is required. Mind plays a dominant role. Mind plays a dominant role. And Rita asked the question, how to sustain? At times, yes, some of the circumstances you can't avoid, office party and end of the year party. But when you know, you should be able to bounce back, not to make it a new norm. Occasionally you deviate, but you should know, I have deviated, I must bounce back. I should bounce back. That is Raja Yoga. Raja Yoga, at times, yes, occasionally, for example, next month, my brother's son's wedding is there. Reception is there. Reception may go up to 11 o'clock. It is my extraordinary thing for me. But I had to stay for that one. For it is a one-off event. But I know it is a one-off and I should bounce back into my own routine. Occasionally you deviate, but you should be able to bounce back. That is the Raja Yoga. You have control over your mind. Thank you. Did I answer, Rita?
Yes, sir. You did. Thank you.
Any more questions, comments? Last week I talked about, brought about a few topics also. Any comments from anyone? You can ask on your behalf of your children. Children would have asked. You don't know how to respond. Anyone?
I have a question, not about any topic or anything. I don't know, it is a small question. So it's about japa. If you do with breathing, it takes around 15 seconds, either Vasudeva mantra or Gayatri mantra. So if we have to do 1008 times, are we doing with breathing? So every time it is 15 seconds into 1008, or do we do it fast? Because I want to just check how breathing will have impact.
Yeah, it's a good question. Breathing, you continue to breathe at a slow pace. It's 15 seconds or 20 seconds, but at that time, for the doing japa, you want to do, for example, 3 rounds of japa mala before you go to work. You continue to do the slow breathing, but you can do mentally more in 15 seconds. You can do 5, 6. You can do that one, but breathing is slow. Purpose is to change your breathing pattern. All the time, by practicing the slower breathing, when you have time, yes, you can synchronize with breathing. But when you are doing as a routine, 3 rounds, 5 rounds, slow breathing, intention is to slow down your breathing rate. You are always calm, always serene, at office also. Time to time, check your breathing rate, how you are breathing.
This is Deviji. Devi. Now, my question following Nagendraji's on that japa question. Now, I tend to do in the morning when I wake up in bed, because I find that way I regularly do suttotas, right? So, and I do at least two rounds. In the night also I try to do, but then I fall asleep with the mala in the bed. But morning definitely I would do. So I go through the mala. And so my question is it okay to do in bed? Because I find that makes a routine and I try not to miss it.
No, that whatever comfortable, that you think that is better considering your age also, that you have to listen to the body also. Doing is more important, otherwise I don't have time, I can't sit. It is better to do it in the bed also. You can do that one.
And when I do the breathing like you said, you know, abdominal, and I normally do the breathing every time I try, and I stretch my body like, and stretch the whole body like, so I just concentrate and put some, like my Lord, who my Devda, in my Netrikan and my chest, and I just do it. So that's what I just wanted to check on that.
No, it's fine. Even my mother says before she gets up, she's 82, she does her stretching and twisting so that the body is woken up well, and before she gets out of the bed. As we age, we have to reorient our practice according to the requirement. And yes, please continue. Doing is more important. And
thank you, Guruji. And continuing on the depth question which you answered last time on my husband's issue, I was thinking, because I sort of brought him back when intensive care and Monash Medical Center had given up, is that, like, you know, have I done good or bad, or have I collected karma for myself or for him? This is my question, because he was deemed to be palliated, then he would have gone, whereas he led a normal life for 4 years after that, with almost normal walking and doing all sorts of self, being independent. So I'm hindsight, I'm sure it doesn't have any effect, but I just wanted to clarify, because,
intention is live as long as we can. In the Mahabharata also talks about nobody can add 1 second to other's life or take away according to the karma. When the business is over, that soul goes away. Now, you are not saying that because of you he survived, his time has not come. Some people are bedridden for 6 months, doctors are counting days, but 6 months, 1 year, their time has not come. Unless the time comes, so we have no, we can't say when the soul will enter into the body, when it departs. And we think because of me, na hanyate hanyamane sharire. It talks about Bhagavad Gita also. Now, it's Sri Krishna tells Arjuna, you can't kill anyone. You can't kill anyone, not to take the responsibility that you are killing. You cannot, that everyone is on their own path. When the time has come, they just drop the body. You are just an instrument. Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's what I thought, but I just wanted to clarify.
Thank you. Any more comment?
Guruji, I have a question.
Yes, yeah.
About this Shanti Mantra that you talked at the beginning at last time, you told now that God represents 4 states, like waking, dreaming, deep sleep, and Turiya.
Mm-hmm.
And Turiya is represented by Vasudeva. What does it mean, God represents all these 4 states? So, while we in one state, we like connected to one God or to this state. I just want to clarify this.
No, this God is one, mm-hmm. but He gives an outward outer experience. One who gives the God is one, gives that, since He gives the outer experience, He is called as Aniruddha, means Ruddha. Ruddha means obstruction. Aniruddha means no obstacles. He makes us to go out, gives an outer experience through the form of Aniruddha. Pradyumna, Dyumna means God, it's another name. God has infinite names. And Dyumna means light, Pradyumna means He shows a special light throwing the special light in our throat center so that we can see the dreams. The God is another form, is called a Sankarshana, who, Sankarshana means Akarshana, one who makes us to, makes our soul, in the daytime it is in here, wakeful, in the sleep, he makes the soul to come down to the heart center and go into sleep. No experience in Sankarshana. The fourth one, fourth phase is called as Vasudeva. It comes here. Vasudeva, that light. The God that gives the liberation to the people in the through the form of Vasudeva. Vasudeva means through the inner light which I touched upon last week. That light experience, inner light. And soul, yogi who doesn't come back again, departs through here. One has to, the aspiration, unless you depart from the Sahasrara chakra, yogi returns. It's a path of return. The path of non-return is here. Yogi has to go here, that is Vasudeva, one who sees the light. The Vasudeva guides this one who departs through here, Sahasrara, path of no return. It's a one God, but has different names according to the portfolio. Portfolio, he carries all names. A custodian of all names is God, but tad japa tad artha bhavanam. He holds many names according to the qualities he depicts. Wakeful, dream, deep sleep, and the Turiya, according to the quality he depicts, the name also changes. Like you, Krishna is the name, what I am calling, in your mother may be calling you Chris. Your children may be calling you mom. So one person, according to the role, you have been called by different names. One person. But it is only one Krishna. But different people call that person according to the relationship. So is God, how he carries on, he bears those names, devotees call him by those names.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Any more questions before we embark?
Namaskar.
Yes.
I just want to ask how many egos we got?
How many egos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you ask that one? What is the question?
Because egos are it comes in professional, passion-wise, house. So there are so many times like me, I things will come. So I was just wondering, is anything particularly Bhagavad Gita or any shastras have said how many a human being can have egos?
Ego means proud of what you are not, you want to hang on to that one, that is called as ego, outer projection, extra projection of yourself is ego, extra over projection. But for example, Nanda is doing working with children special needs. When you are doing, you saying, telling everyone that I am teaching to special need children, it is not ego. That is not ego. You should able to market your product. But you are not doing that one. I am only telling what I am doing, only 10% doing, telling 100%, that is called as ego. It's a boasting. Boasting, and we Indians generally very poor in selling the product. we are too shy to talk about. Talk about what we have, we should be able to talk outside in the right way. But when it comes to our own life, not to think too much of yourself. Too much of yourself. If somebody says, I yell at you, you should think he told me, he yelled at this body. I am not this body. Or he yelled at this dress I am wearing. I am not this dress. So, how to undo your ego? You keep on saying, I am not this one, I am not this one. That my soul is hiding deep within. Nobody can touch it. Nobody can. When you go dive deep into that one, ego won't affect. Ego, when you are doing in the professional work, maybe for few minutes you are upset, but when you reconnect yourself, I am not this body. I am not this body. I am not Nanda as a mother. She is very upset. Somebody did something to my children. I am very upset. As a mother, my ego has become so strong, I can't sleep. But when you start saying, I am not the mother. Why I should say, I have to take the responsibility that I am mother when I am in deep sleep. I am not a mother, I am not a father. I am not a friend. I am not a mortgagee, it's a financier. When nothing is there, I can sleep well. But I keep on saying, it is my responsibility, my responsibility, my ego. With that, when I am departing, quitting this body, that ego is a seed for your next life. Seed for next life. I am responsible, I am responsible. That I is the seed for next life. When you go within, subdue the ego, and so you are not at all affected. Not at all affected. Ego is there, ahankara is there. Ahankara, without I cannot form a sentence. I went there, I did that one, I ate, I slept, I went to a holiday. Without I cannot function. That I is an ego, but that ego is not bothering me. When that ego gets over-projected, without me nothing can work. I am responsible. That ego is the seed for next life. Yes, you need ego. Without ego, you cannot function. But you should know how to manage. Over-projection leads to your own bondage. Bondage in life. Loses your freedom.
Thank you.
Any more comment? If no comment is there, we'll start off with the Mundaka Upanishad. Last week, I talked about the Mundaka Upanishad. It is one of the, it is a mantra. It has been regarded a great Upanishad. All shlokas are like a mantra. When I heard it for the first time, I knew that I heard this mantra. Many mantras were familiar. When I heard it for the first time, I heard this. These mantras are very familiar. This Upanishad starts off with a question. Kimastu bhagavo vijnato vijnate sarvam idam vijnatam bhavatiti. Having known what, everything is known, please tell me. We are specialized in software. If I know that programming, I don't know another programming. So many classifications are there. If I'm a doctor, they say, I'm a doctor for podiatrist. They will say, which leg, right leg or left leg? it's another specialization. And if I say leg, for toe, another specialization. So if I know something, I don't know anything. It is if I know science, I don't know biology. If I know biology, I don't know chemistry. If I know chemistry, I don't know mathematics. It's everything is compartmentalized. They say the specialization in our world, what we are talking about, studying more and more of less and less things. We are studying more and more. That is what our education system is. Master in PhD, I'm doing PhD. I've taken up only small fraction, more and more of that one. Here asking the question, having known that one, everything is known. What is that one? What is that one? That is a Shaunaka Rishi. He is a Mahashala, running a big monastery from the Bharadwaja clan. He, Shaunaka, a student, he asked that one, Angira. Then the response, Dve Vidye, you need to know both. Dve Vidye, Veditavye, Itihasma. Yed Vido Vadanti, Para, Chai, Va Aparacha. You need to know two sciences, material science and spiritual science. You need both. You are existing in this world. To exist, you should know the material science. Krishtina is working in aged care. She should know how to operate the tools needed for the elderly people. It is a material science. Yes, she has to know material science. The spiritual science, you also you need to know. It is talking about the material science is called as a lower knowledge. And higher knowledge is the spiritual science. You need both lower and higher. But for both of them, textbook is the same. Same textbook reveals the lower science and upper science. It talks about para and apara. The apara, the lower science, what is the textbook? Rigveda, Yajurveda, Sama Veda, Athar Veda, Shiksha, Kalpa, Vyakarana, Niruktam, Chando, Jyotisha, Miti. Where is astrology and phonetics and grammar, many things, Rigveda, Yajurveda. What about the spiritual science? What is the text? They say it's the same text. As you start, how you see the things changes your perspective, whether it's a spiritual or a material. Maybe an ordinary householder, but the how that person sees, it's a highly evolved person. If that person, material science only in the material level, is a material person, not an evolved person. The same fundamentals are textbook is the same. How you see is the differentiator. It is talking about how the God creates. God creates things. Yatha urna nabhi srijate ghrnate cha. It is talking about how a spider from the navel brings out the web and pulls it back. It gives and it pulls out, like how the plants come out from the ground and go back into the ground. How the hair start growing and even after cut, from nowhere appears, goes. That is how it gives a metaphor, how God creates the world. One gives the creates and absorbs into his own stomach, like a spider or like earth. Plant has come in the winter months, it dies. In spring again comes, or the hair comes, and that is how the Lord creates the things around, how he manages. It is talks about the great souls, one who has done extraordinary things. Like next month, my new book, Aim High, Realize Great, and Live Beyond Your Shelf Life, book will be released. There, the intention that this Upanishad talks about, Yeho Hiti Tamahuta Suvarchasa, when one person has led a very noble life, that soul, when departs, divine beings come and with great respect guides that soul, takes to the higher world. When, on the other token, person has no interest in any spirituality, and at the age of 60 also, one person was saying that, I want to make more money, I don't want to be a middle class person, I want a high class person. Only making money, that soul, the no inner growth, that soul, when it departs, the negative forces accompanies that one, started laughing and jeering at that person. You squandered that life again. Squandered that life again. This Upanishad talks about the Suvarchasa Suryasya Rashmi Yajamanam Vahanti. That soul goes in the line, the rays of the sunlight goes up. For the ordinary people, for the other people, material people, they are like Plavahyete Adrida Yajna Rupa. They others are like, they say, I will look after you, not to worry. They are like a boat with so many holes. Boat with holes. They ask us to board on their boat. They promise, okay, we will take you across. They sink us, they drop us halfway, they drown us halfway along, they take us down along with them. Avidyaya antare vartamana swayam dhira panditam manyamana janganyamana pariyanti muda ande naiva niyamana yatandaha. This inspiration is taken by Jesus Christ also. Avidyaya, avidyaya, that person, the people with inferior knowledge, material science, we come across people, avidyaya, their only possession is ignorance. Avidyaya, antare vartamana, their only qualification is ignorance. They still think, Swayam Dhiraha, I am so shrewd, I am so intelligent, I am so brilliant. I think everyone is idiots, only I am the smart person. Swayam Dhira, I am the most scholarly person. Manyamana, Jangan Manyamana, Pariyanti Muda. They move around the world aimlessly, Pariyanti Muda. The ignorant people, how they move, ande naiva niyamana yathandaha, like one blind leading the other. I am calling you, please follow me. I myself is in dark. In Bible also talks about one blind leading the other, and both of them fall into the pit. This is the reference for that quote in Bhagavad Gita, in Bible. It is a reference is there in the Mundaka Upanishad. Ande naiva niyamana yathandaha. And in the another mantra, we will we all learnt that mantra, pranavodanoho, sharo atma, brahma talakshya uchyate, talakshya uchyate, talakshya uchyate, apramattena vedavyam, sharavattanmayo bhavet. Here, how to get the spiritual science, how to Raja Yoga, how to keep it so focused. Pranavo Danuho, your bow is the, om is the bow. You have to hold down to the bow, and Sharo Atma, your arrow is the, your soul. You have to fix your arrow soul to the bow. Tallakshya Uchyate, focused mind, not getting distracted. Not getting distracted with the people, only janganyamana pariyanti mudaha, people of ordinary intellect. We have to minimize interaction with them. They can defile our focus. Stay away from people, only thinking that way, ordinary thinking, and Sharo Atma, Tallakshya, focus, focus, Tallakshya Uchyate, Apramattena Vedavyam, without any the misunderstanding, correct understanding, only with the correct understanding, learn properly, under the teacher proper guidance, Sharavat, Tanmayo, become one with the arrow. One with the arrow, so focused. And pull the arrow to the ear and release, it will hit the target. It has to hit the target. And this one, another one, Dhanur Grihitva. Dhanur Grihitva.
Dhanur Grihitva.
Upanishadam.
Upanishadam.
Mahastram.
Mahastram.
Dhanur Grihitva. You hold on to the griha, bow. Grihitva. Upanishad is the Mahastra. Sharam. The arrow. Hyayupara Nishitam. Sandayita, it is talking about the Upanishad as a bow. The great weapon in place. The, if like arrow is sharpened, the arrow, you sharpen the arrow through your meditation. Not a blunt weapon. Your arrow must be very sharp through the meditation. Then, having drawn it back with the mind directed through the to the God, mind is directed, sharpen it with meditation and strike the mark. It says, oh good friend, that which is the ultimate. Ultimate, you have to sharpen the mind by not getting confused and diluted, sharpen it by regular japa, regular meditation. And next one, last week we touched upon Hiranmaye Pare Koshe, Virajam Brahma Nishkalam,
Virajam Brahma Nishkalam,
Tatshubram Jyotisham Jyoti,
Tatshubram Jyotisham Jyoti,
Tadyadatma Vido Viduhu,
Tadyadatma Vido Viduhu.
Hiranmaye Pare Koshe, beyond all the outer glossy things, glittery things, paraya koshe, there is one imperishable, pure, absolute is there, beyond all the glittering. Tat shubram, that is most pure, jyotisham jyoti, it's a light of all lights. Tadedatma vidho vidho, knower of that supreme Lord, they talk about that one. They talk about that light, all pure, complete, auspicious, beyond all the outer attraction. That is there. What happens when I know that one? Vidyate hridaya granti.
Vidyate hridaya granti.
Chidyante sarva samshayaha.
Chidyante sarva samshayaha.
Kshiyante chasya karmani.
Kshiyante chasya karmani.
Tasmin drishte paravare.
Tasmin drishte paravare.
Vidyate hridaya granti. All knots in the tangled up issues in life. So many, Nanda asked the question, ego. Ego is bothering me. When I realize that one, all tangled up issues goes away. Vidyate hridaya granti, chidyante, how much load I can take. One life, 10 life, 100 life, you have to disown everything. Vidyate hridaya granti, chidyante sarva samshayaha, no more doubts left. Kshiyante chasya karmani, karma, no prara, no obligatory duty. My expression, it's a freedom, no out of compulsion I'm doing. Kshiyante chasya karmani, tasmin drishte paravare. Having paravare, having realized that one is become free in all dimensions. Last week again we saw this one. Natatra suryo bhati.
Natatra suryo bhati.
Nachandra tarakam.
Nachandra tarakam.
Nema vidyato bhanti.
Nema vidyato bhanti.
Kuto yam agnihi.
Kuto
tameva bhantam,
tameva bhantam,
anubhati sarvam,
anubhati sarvam,
tasya
bhasa, sarvam idam vibhati,
that one illumines everything. Whatever outer brilliance is there, that also is illumined by that one. Na tatra suryo bhati, but in him, to see that one, you don't need outer sun, you don't need moon, you don't need stars, you don't need lightning, you don't need fire. It is independent of everything. But that is a must to see sun, moon, stars, lightning and fire. It is talking about that is na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. Nema, there is no lightning. Even beyond the lightning, and when it is beyond the lightning, what this small lamp in house can do, that fire. Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. With his presence, we experience the inner one, inner experience. Tasya bhasa, that light is illumining all lights. That light, seek that light, this Upanishad is talking about. We'll touch upon this Upanishad again next week. Very famous mantra, we touch upon that one next week. It talks about dva suparna sayuja sakaya samana vriksham parishasvajate tayoranya pippalam svadvatti na ashna anyo abhichakashiti. This mantra I will explain it next week. ओम भद्रम कर्णे भी श्रुणुयाम देवाः
ओम भद्रम कर्णे भी श्रुणुयाम देवाः
भद्रम पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः
भद्रम पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः
स्थिरैरङ्गैः स्तुष्ट्वां स्वस्थनोभिः
स्थिरैरङ्गैः स्तुष्ट्वां स्वस्थनोभिः
यशेम देवहितं यदायुः
यशेम देवहितं यदायुः
स्वस्तिन इन्द्रो वृद्रश्रवाः
स्वस्तिन इन्द्रो वृद्रश्रवाः
स्वस्तिन पूषा विश्ववेदाः
स्वस्तिन पूषा विश्ववेदाः
स्वस्तिनस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः
स्वस्तिनस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः
स्वस्तिनो बृहस्पतिर्ददातु
स्वस्तिनो बृहस्पतिर्ददातु
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।